You know, for the last several years, we've been chronicling the open of Treehouse. You know, it was founded in Austin. Jason Ballard moved one up here. He got some Dallas investors involved in it and excited about it. Opened that new one at Walnut Hill and Central, then opened a new one in Plano. Now we've got the new CEO in, and he's an old CEO, an old friend of ours anyway, the founder of Babbage's, the man who relocated Kinko's to Dallas and turned it into FedEx Kinko's. And Gary Cusin is back in the saddle. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Great to be here again.
And you're going to do it all over again.
We're in different hats.
This is interesting. For people who don't know, Treehouse, the way I see it, is sort of the green version of, you know, of Home Depot. It's where you buy all the recycling equipment and power walls from Tesla and that sort of thing. So how... You've got like two stores right now. I know you're going to close Austin. How big is this going to be?
Well, actually, backing up one, I don't really see us the way you just described us. So let me tell you a little bit of the way I see what Treehouse is and what our opportunity is. First and foremost, we really intend to completely disrupt the home remodeling and renovation space in this country. If you look at that space, it is first enormous. It's like $350 to $400 billion, but it's really broken into two parts. One part being do-it-yourself, and you mentioned the monster players that are in the do-it-yourself piece. And then interestingly, in the half of that space that is do-it-for-me, for the people who don't know how to do things themselves, wish they had somebody who did, and there is no national leader, no national player in that part of the market. We are what we think is the nation's first complete do-it-for-me, A to Z company.
You know, it's interesting because in the olden days, you'd hire a contractor, they'd give you some sketches, and maybe you had some rough ideas, but they would pretty much tell you what you wanted. So the concept is you can see it and then get somebody to do it for you?
Right. We actually start with ideation. We sit down with homeowners who have visions in their head. Maybe they have a Pinterest board. Maybe they have clippings from Houzz. Maybe they have a dream for what they want to do to their home. We have professional designers whose job is to take the dream and the vision of homeowners and translate it into drawings. We then, with those homeowners, go through helping them select the right materials, which I can get into more in a minute, and then we actually do the construction ourselves.
Let me go back to the first question. How big, and we'll fill in the blanks, but how big can this be? Do you see this as something you're going to take national?
This is absolutely something that we could take national. We think this is easily a multi-billion dollar opportunity. We just need to figure out how to do it. No one has ever done this before. We're breaking new ground every day, and this is highly complex, extremely difficult, and we're assembling a team of folks that are really attacking it, and we're cautiously optimistic we might be onto something here.
One of the early premises, though, we always heard was that you are friends with the ecology, and in fact, your store at Walnut Hill is, I think, off the grid. It's all solar and, you know, wide open lights and stuff like that, water recycling. Is this still a major component?
Absolutely. It is our mission, it's our vision, and it's what we live by. The world uses too much energy, and specifically homes in the United States, residential homes use more energy than all the office buildings in the U.S. It's kind of incumbent on all of us to figure out how to reduce our carbon footprint, and we believe in the process we can help make homes healthier, safer, and smarter. And we do that by just offering and showing building materials that were sustainably produced and that work really hard to help your home be just that, safer, smarter, and healthier.
You know, it seemed like it used to be an enormous premium to do this. I mean, I look at these LED bulbs that last, you know, two lifetimes. So they used to be like $40, and now they're like $8 or $9. There's a lot of pressure on pricing. That ought to play to you.
Well, it does. With the market, it's like any other market. As markets grow and their scale, the manufacturers can lower they can produce for less, they can sell for less, and that's hit this space. The more interesting thing that's hit this space is homeowners now. I mean, Earth Day started 50 years ago. We shouldn't be surprised that people understand what it means to recycle, understand what sustainability means, understand what green means, and it's finally made it into home building materials. I mean, there's such, and it's so easy for people to understand. For instance, if you paint your wall and you smell the paint, that means there are toxins in that paint. You should not be putting paint on your walls in your home that have compounds in them that are toxic. And no non-VOC, which are the paints that don't have the toxins, when they go on your wall, you can't smell them at all.
You know, it also strikes me that this is a concept that really kind of requires bricks and mortar, that, you know, a lot of things can be replaced online. But here it seems like people would really want to see it and touch it and feel it and look into the alternatives.
Well, they do, and we build trust with homeowners when we start with ideation, so that when we're ready to go into their homes and sit down with them and talk through exactly what the installation process will be, we've built trust with them, and they know who we are and where we are, and not only that, they know how to find us because we do have those very buildings you just mentioned.
Did you just make up the word ideation?
No, that's a real word. At least I've been told that's a real word. Now you're going to make me go look it up.
No, I like. I mean, I like it. I mean, corporate.
That is what happens. People, one of the biggest concerns and one of the things that people have very low confidence in is their ability to describe to a designer what their dream is for their home. And homes are very emotional things. So this ideation is actually a term, I believe, and it is a term that describes the process of taking a dream or a vision in someone's head and turning it into an actual drawing on a piece of paper that can then be developed into field drawings, materials, and create a home project.
All right. We've followed you for years. I would say at the beginning, I mean, you founded Babbage's and then that Kinko's, then you sold it to FedEx, and you've been in the cosmetics business and everything else. You don't need this. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had sworn I wouldn't do this again. And for the last 12 years being in the world of private equity, I really didn't. But this opportunity is really something that, from my perspective, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Extremely complex, extremely huge, and frankly, we can change the world if we do this right.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in retail before, but not this retail, but retail. Is it different? I mean, we hear that millennials have changed the world, or the internet has changed the world. Is it different now?
You know, it is. From my perspective, it is. The millennials, we have two customer groups that seem to really like what we're doing at Treehouse, and one are the empty nesters, who I understand really well being an empty nester, and the second group are the millennials, who are young, growing families, and by gosh, they care about the world in a different way than we did at that age. And so they do come in. They do want to ensure that they're providing a home for their kids that's healthy and safe for them in a way that I don't remember us doing it. So yeah, I think they're different.
Gary Cusett is the CEO of Treehouse. It's going to be fun to watch you grow it. Thanks for the time.
Well, thank you. Appreciate being here again.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.